chapter 20, the book of 2 Chronicles. Stand with us when you find your place. Let's honor the Bible. And it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them other beside the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, "There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is Engedi." And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, again this morning, thanking you, Father, for all your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for your love and for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have to come into your house one more time. Father, we pray today, Lord, that your will be done in the hearts and the lives of your people. Father, we pray again this morning, if there be one here that's not ever been saved, Lord, I pray, Father, you'd save them today. We ask you, dear Lord, that maybe there's somebody here that are backslidden, walking contrary to your will. Lord, I pray that they'd come back to you today. Father, we pray this morning, Lord, that your will be done. Lord, again, we pray that you'd anoint us afresh, refresh all, and give us power to preach your word one more time. We ask you now, Lord, to go with us and what you do for us. We'll be careful to praise you and give you the glory. In Jesus' name we humbly pray, amen and amen. It doesn't take a very smart or an intellectual person to look in these first verses and find trouble. I want to talk to us this morning about trouble. What do you do when you have trouble? The Bible tells us that this world is full of trouble. The Bible says man born of woman is few days and full of trouble. We realize today that we're living in a very troubled time. We see a nation that's divided. We see a world that's confused. Everywhere you turn, there's trouble everywhere. Jesus said in the last days that they'd cry war and war. Said they'd cry peace and sudden destruction is going to come. I'm 59 years old, and it seemed like for the last 40 of those years, the nations have been crying for peace, and seem like we're getting closer and closer to battle than we are a day of peace. Peace won't be found in this world. Peace is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. True peace is found in the Lord. We live in a very troubled day. Every day we get up in the morning and we turn the news on to find out that only destruction is upon us. Everywhere we turn, we see greater numbers rising. Murder rates are on the rise day by day. Drug abuse and seem like is on the rise. And sin is prevailing everywhere we turn because we live in a very troubled day. That trouble's even come over now into the church house. We see uncertain days for the church today. Sometimes we feel like this morning that the battle is raging all around us, as it was in King Jehoshaphat's day. The Bible said there was coming from every direction. Nations had turned against them. And not only nations, but you find even a greater multitude than those nations. The world was closing in on Jehoshaphat. I'm telling you, it was a day of great trouble. We find trouble in our own land today, trouble in our cities, trouble in our countries, in our states, everywhere we turn. There's no solution for the problems that we are facing today. Jesus is still the answer. If our world had turned to God this morning, we can find help. The Bible tells us he is a help, a very present help in the times of our needs. We need Jesus today more than ever before. What a day of trouble that we live in.
Jesus said in these latter days, there'll be persecution. He said, but be of good cheer. He said, I've overcome the world. I tell you today, the world hated him, they'll hate us. Amen. Trouble on every hand. I don't know of a home that doesn't experience some kind of trouble, some kind of trial in their life today. I realize that trouble's on every hand. Jesus said in one place, by every trouble he can make an escape for us. By every temptation he maketh the way of escape for us. Every time trouble comes, and it's going to come, I'm going to tell you, he will bring us help. Let's talk about trouble. What can we do about our troubles? What can God do about our troubles? The Bible said here that Jehoshaphat was afraid, and that he set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. The first thing we can do about our trouble is to seek the Lord. Amen. Amen. A man will fail you. This world will fail you. Our government will fail you. Yeah. I tell you today, they're not the answer. I know there's a lot of good psychiatrists and psychologists in the world. Many books are written to try to secure the minds of troubled souls. But I'm telling you, the answer is still God. Amen. Yeah. Seek him while he may be found. Yeah. Call on him while he's near. He's the answer for his day. He's the answer for our day. Yeah. Amen. To seek the Lord. The Bible said when Jehoshaphat seen the armies coming against him and the world coming after him, I believe he had one option and one only, and that was to seek the Lord. I tell you, when trouble becomes a fear in your life, you'll do something this morning to try to find a solution for that trouble. And I want to tell you, to seek God is still the answer today. I don't have the answers. I don't have it. You can come to me, and I could somehow or another find some words that might comfort you. But when you leave my presence, you'll only find trouble facing you one more time. There are many folks today are seeking the bar room. They're trying to drink their problems and their troubles away. They turn towards alcohol to try to scramble their mind and forget their troubles. But sin only lasts for a season. It doesn't last long. About the time you get sobered back up, there your troubles will be. It never takes away your troubles. Many folks have turned to drugs. They'll try to lose their mind and appeal. But I'm telling you, that's not the answer. Jehoshaphat got afraid, the Bible said, and sought for help and sought the Lord. He's still the answer for our troubles today. Amen. Jehoshaphat knew that God cared. Amen. That God cared. The Bible tells us that he turned to the Lord, and he gathered themselves together and asked help of the Lord. He's the only one that does care. He's the only one that truly cares about your troubles. I tell you this morning, I know the church, the folks in the church are wonderful. But in reality, many of us have our lives and have troubles of our own. And so therefore, it's hard to find anyone that truly cares. I'm talking about really does care enough to do something about your trouble. Jesus talks about a time where men would come and they would ask for help, and they wasn't able to help them. But I'm telling you, you can go to God and you can find help, amen, because he really cares for your soul. One songwriter said, nobody cares for my soul like Jesus does. He cares. Amen, he cares for you. The Bible said Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. Amen, and the Bible said he come to the Lord and said, O Lord God, our Father, art not thou God in heaven? Yeah. Amen. If anyone cares, surely you care. Yeah. Amen. When the battle seems like it's raging and the war is upon us and nobody cares, he cares for your soul this morning. He cares about you. Amen. I'm glad he cares about me. Sometimes I heard a man say one time, I said that God makes me feel like I'm the only one that's important.
Yeah.
Amen. Sometimes God makes me feel like I'm the one this morning. Amen. Because he really cares for your soul today. I tell you, Jehoshaphat sought the one that really cares. But he not only sought the one that really cares, but he sought the God that was greater than his troubles. I'm going to tell you, there's not a problem too big that God can't take care of. There's not a trouble that comes upon the people of God that God can't take care of. And I tell you, God's big enough to make the armies flee. Amen. He's big enough to win the victory. The Bible said that God told Jehoshaphat, "Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." Woo! Hallelujah! I'm glad this morning when the battle gets so big, we have a God that's bigger than the battle. Hallelujah! Oh, listen, it's not our battle, it's his battle.
That's right.
Amen. He's going to always show up when God's people are challenged. He always will. He'll never leave you out in the cold. He'll never leave you alone nor forsake you. But he said, "I'll go with you all the way, even unto the end of this thing." Amen. I'm glad I've got a companion that sticks closer to me than a brother. Amen. He is that true friend. Amen. But he's big enough. Amen. Now, when the devil comes after you and he tells you that there's no help nor hope. Did you know this morning that suicides are committed because people feel helpless and hopeless? But God, hallelujah, is bigger than your troubles today. He's able to help, and he brings hope for victory. The battle's not ours, but it belongs to the Lord, that he gets victory in the battle today, and we can enjoy the spoils. Amen. The Bible tells us as they began to gather together in battle, Jehoshaphat saw of the great battle and was afraid, but he sought a God that was bigger than those battles. I'm going to tell you this morning, God's still able. Don't you back down. You go forward for his honor and for his glory. I tell you, when we truly know that God cares and that God is bigger than our battles, that we can remember who we are. Amen. And whose we are this morning. We're God's people. We've been purchased by the precious blood of the Lamb of God. We belong to God. Woo! Hallelujah! I'm his and he's mine. When I think about who I am, I'm a child of the King. Amen. All of heaven stands still when I pray. And when you pray this morning, I believe Jehoshaphat was just like a grain of sand on the earth. How the great multitudes around him, but he was God's man. Amen. And God, I looked down and saw that little dust, a little speck of dust, and remembered Jehoshaphat. I'm going to tell you this morning, how the Lord, if he cares about the sparrows that fall out of the sky and he feeds them daily, how much more are we greater than the sparrow. Amen. God knows every hair numbered on your head. He knows the rising up and the sitting down of us today. He knows our going in, our going out, and our coming in. I tell you, God knows all about us. Why, preacher? Because we're his this morning, and he's mine. Trouble. Trouble comes, but God cares, and God's bigger than our troubles today. I found that to be true, hadn't you? There have been some battles. We're going to have battles, but we win the war. We're going to have battles along. Somebody called it a skirmish. Somebody said you had a skirmish today. I don't know if I know what a skirmish is. Somebody said it's just a little below a battle. But then there's the battles. I tell you, life is full of troubles on every hand. If it's not the devil after us, it's the world after us. If it's not the world, it's our house. Our flesh is constantly trying to beat us down, knock us down. But I'm glad there's victory in Jesus. He's overcome the world, and one day after a while, he'll cast the devil into the lake of fire, never to be brought out again. Amen. This old fleshly body is going back to the earth where it come from. And Jesus is coming back one day to raise it up. Hallelujah. Incorruptible. Not that same corruptible body that was laid in the earth. But an incorruptible is coming forth. Amen. Perfect. As like it as the Son of God. And I'm telling you, there's victory on every hand. And this victory is mine.
Amen.
Amen. Remember who you are. We're God's. Amen. The Bible said, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves. He said, set yourselves. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Yeah.
Jehoshaphat had to get to the place to believe God. You know, we like to pray and we like to trust God, but then we like to know we have a hand in it. Something we could say, something we can do. Some of you here this morning facing your biggest trials, facing your greatest troubles in your life, and you want to fix it. You want to do something about it. God told Jehoshaphat, said, there's no need for you to fight. Said, this is not your battle. Imagine that.
Amen.
Imagine that. Now, here's Jehoshaphat. I mean, he's got the enemy on every side. He's got the world against him. And God says, you don't have to do anything. I'll do it. I tell you, it takes great faith to trust God in that, doesn't it? I tell you, that's exactly what God can do with our troubles today. We want to fix it. We want to do what we can to make it better. But sometimes it's not our battle. It's God's battle. Amen. And so the Bible tells Jehoshaphat to set yourself, just go ahead and stop. Set yourself, stand still, see the salvation of the Lord with you. And Judah and Jerusalem, he said, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you.
That's right.
Amen. Far as I know, according to the story here, as when they went out the next day to battle, they looked over and saw all the enemy laying dead.
Yeah, of course.
All of them laying dead. And for 3 days, they picked jewelry off their bodies.
Yes. Yeah. That's right.
Imagine that. Imagine saying, I want that necklace from Miss D. I think I'll take that. Let me have them fingers right there and look at them. Rings. I think I'll take this one right here.
Yeah.
I'll take that. I mean, just all for 3 days. They got spoils off those dead bodies laying there. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what was going on down there? I can't imagine taking spoils off of dead bodies for 3 days. Let that sink in for just a minute. I mean, them folks was rallying. They were becoming rich in the battle, in the midst of the trouble. They found the spoils. They found the good. And they filled their pockets with jewels and riches. And they come away, amen, with victory in their soul and richness in their heart. I tell you, God is still able to take your troubles and give you joy in the midst of the trouble.
Amen.
The Bible said, and they rose up early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Jerusalem, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper.
Amen.
This morning, I wonder how much of God do we believe in? I wonder if we believe that God's still able to bring us out of those troubles, and we're far better on the other side.
Amen.
Than we were on this side. Those people, Jehoshaphat and his armies, as they took the spoils and they praised God and worshiped the Lord. That's what all this is about anyhow, isn't it? Is that God triumph over our battles and give us the victories and enjoy the spoils. I'm going to tell you, in him, we're rich.
Amen.
In Adam, we become poor. But in God, we're rich. This morning, you're facing troubles. And you've feel like? Miss D, several years ago, I guess it's been, well, maybe not that long ago, she was trying to tell me how she feels about a particular thing. And I tried to make light of it. Because I actually, to be honest with you, I thought it was something frivolous. Actually, I thought it was something a little on the silly side. And I thought, well, why do you feel that way about something like that? And she looked at me and she put her hands on my face and she said, but this is how I feel. And it dawned on me, that's how she feels. And you know, sometimes we face troubles and we feel those troubles, and those troubles bring with it fear and feeling, and we feel like there's just no way out of it and it's going to cave in on all sides.
Right. Yes.
But God sent a preacher this morning to tell you to turn to God.
Amen.
And that He cares. When nobody else cares, He cares. And to remember who you belong to.
Amen.
Amen. Remember who you belong to. And then in the midst of all of this, He said, there's victory in your troubles. Would you come to Him this morning? Bring that trouble to the Lord. Bring that battle to the Lord. Set still. Stand still. Set yourselves. I think what that means is, don't you take another step. Set yourself. Stand still. He said, this battle is mine. I've got it. The next day, when they top that hill to head back, God, and while they were praising and worshiping over here in the mountain, God was down there whipping them folks and killing them left and right.
Yeah.
Let them all out while they were praising God.
Right.
This morning, while we're praising God for victory, God's in your trouble right now, defeating
it,
if you let Him. While we stand this morning, how much of God do you believe? How much can you trust this morning? Can God? I just told you a story here that God can. God can if we'll believe. Jehoshaphat said, if you believe, he said, believe God, believe the prophets, believe the Lord. And I tell you, when they began to praise God, before they ever knew that God had gave them victory, they were praising God. They were praising God. This morning, can you praise Him? While we stand this morning,